Dr. Burton, you have been studying the effects of acid rain on the eastern coastal region in the United States now for what must be at least 3 decades. I remember seeing you on a TV talk show back in the late 60s.
Well, yes, I'm afraid you're right. I did my first TV interviews in Philadelphia in 1969. But while I've focused on issues in my home state of New Jersey, my research has also taken me to Canada, Norway, and Sweden. And more recently, I have taken a few trips to China and Japan.
What about the acid rain problem today? Are things improving or getting worse?
Both. While many of the more developed countries have taken steps to regulate the chemical emissions from vehicles and factories, the newly industrialized countries are following in their dubious footsteps.
What do you mean?
I mean that the countries which industrialized first went through virtually unregulated periods of growth without any regard to the environmental damage they were doing. Now, people in the developed world have become concerned enough to insist on limits to environmental pollution, at least to some degree. But how can we blame those in developing nations for following the same path to wealth and power?
Is it a serious problem?
Yes, very. In fact, although there have been many steps taken in the developed countries, they are not nearly enough. Environmental destruction has been slowed down in some areas, but not in others. But industrial development in the most heavily populated countries is a new threat.
Can you give us a concrete example?
Well, I'm not an expert in the Asian region, but I have attended several conferences about the environmental hazards resulting from China's attempt to accelerate industrialization.
How serious is the Chinese threat?
I don't like to talk in terms of the Chinese threat. All threats to the global environment are the mutual concern of every citizen of the Earth. It's very easy, but very wrong, to point the finger and say that this country or that country is causing the problem.
I understand your point. Let me rephrase that question. What environmental impact can be expected from China's industrialization?
There will be a huge impact in a number of areas, but I'll stick to my area of specialty, which is air pollution. Unfortunately, the industrial infrastructure in China is not advanced, although the number of factories is growing at a very fast pace. At least 5 of the cities with the worst air pollution in the world are in China. 80% of the coal used in China's rapidly expanding industry is unwashed, that is, coal that has not been processed to reduce its toxic effects when burned. The health problems resulting from air pollution in China are very bad. 1 out of every 4 deaths in China is now caused by lung disease. I believe the Chinese government has taken some steps to improve things in recent years, but the situation is still alarming.
I have a few questions I'd like to ask you about the situation here in the United States, but first we have to pause for a commercial break.